In his campaign and first year as president, Donald Trump promised a major infrastructure program to address the nation's crumbling roads and bridges. But Maine's two U.S. senators say that proposal that's been offered by the White House lacks support on Capitol Hill, and they predict it's not going anywhere this year, even as the need for it grows. Mal Leary has more.
In his State of the Union speech earlier this year, President Trump promised a massive $1.5 trillion 10-year plan to address the backlog of needed repairs and improvements nationwide.
Gleaming new roads, bridges, highways, railways, and waterways all across our land. And we will do it with American heart, American hands, and American grit.
But when the details were revealed, Trump had proposed a much more modest package of $20 billion in new federal funds each year for a decade. He wants states and local governments, as well as the private sector, to pick up the rest of the costs. The goal of addressing the backlog of needed repairs, estimated by the American Society of Civil Engineers at closer to $2 trillion, has broad bipartisan support, but Trump's plan does not.
I think one reason it hasn't is the president's plan relies too much on the promise that somehow private investment entities, such as private equity firms, would invest in infrastructure.
Republican Senator Susan Collins, who serves on the Appropriations Committee, says that's not a realistic proposal. Independent Senator Angus King believes Congress is ready to act on a bill or package of bills to address needed improvements. But
right now, there's really nothing realistic on the table. The president's proposal would have required a huge additional share from the states and from the private sector. And when you talk about private sector infrastructure investment, you're really talking about tolls.
King says states, including Maine, have not had the revenue to keep up with needed repairs and replacements. And he says by shifting more of the costs to the states, the federal government would also force them to increase taxes. And he says the failure to keep roads and bridges in good repair is already costing taxpayers in the form of car and truck repairs. The American Society of Civil Engineers places the cost of those repairs at $3,400 a year for the average family. King recalls a meeting he had with a group of truckers.
And the first thing they said was, we want a gas tax increase. And I said, you do? And they said, yeah, because the bad roads cost us more in damage to our trucks than the additional gas tax would be.
King says any viable plan should include new revenues, including some fee on electric cars. He points out that the per-gallon federal fuel taxes on gas and diesel were last increased 25 years ago, and automakers have made significant improvements in gas mileage. King also believes that any infrastructure plan must include federal investment to access broadband, which he calls the commerce interstate of the 21st century. Given the scope of the needs, Collins doubts much will happen this year.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen this year, other than piecemeal increases in funding that I'm able to put into our transportation appropriations bill.
Collins says there was additional money for road and bridge repairs and improvements in the omnibus spending bill passed earlier this year. She says the House and Senate are both working on their spending bills for the new budget year that starts October 1st and hopes funding will be increased to start to reduce the backlog of repairs and replacements. And King says there may be a measure passed this year to increase funding for water treatment projects. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.